Inside the walls of the Rockville Correctional Facility, nine women remember their life on the outside as different from the other inmates. They served in the military, and on November 14th, they were honored with a luncheon. Their service is not forgotten just because they're in prison.
They were once successful, and we know that, but they kind of lost their way, and we want to bring that back full circle.
Kristen Sylvia Butler, transition coordinator at Rockville. She also helps run the Incarcerated Veterans Program.
We just want to bring them in and just thank them for their service and remind them that while they are offenders currently, they're first and foremost their veterans.
Sylvia Butler says many of the veterans who have come through Rockville Correctional were there because of drugs.
We've had a couple that have been injured in battle, basically, and they were hooked on pain pills.
But the program is designed to build on their camaraderie and sense of unity. What they have in common is that they have served. And Sylvia Butler says they, for the most part, all still have that pride and sense of respect. So they get together every 3 or 4 months and learn about employment or programs to help them with drug and alcohol dependence when they get out.
We also just have some fun groups where they just get together and share their stories, watch a video, have some refreshments. So while some of it is structured, some of it is just about them being a united group.
Sylvia Butler says her hope is that one of the next steps in building a program for incarcerated veterans is establishing an American Legion post on prison grounds, which has already been done in some state prisons. But a mentorship program is also being established that's meant to help with the transition from the inside to the outside.
We want someone to mentor them that shows them the proper way to be successful on the outside. They're very proud of what they did. They're proud of the time that they served and what they did for their country. And I think for the incarcerated, sometimes they don't get that recognition.
She says most of the women talk about why they joined and how great that makes them feel. And that's what they strive for when they get back out.